Express our feelings. Nous continuerons à apprendre à exprimer nos sentiments. Don't get too sad or too unhappy or too sorrowful. Restez à l'écoute. Stay tuned. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Welcome back to part 2 of lesson number 74 of English USA. Nous allons retrouver Martin Lerner et sa famille devant le poste de télévision. We are in Martin's home watching TV with his family. La conversation roule sur les nouvelles. They are talking about news. Et sur un programme qui remplit de tristesse les téléspectateurs. And a sad story for the viewers. Vous allez entendre comment on exprime la tristesse et vous apprendrez vous-même à exprimer vos propres sentiments. What makes you sad? Qu'est-ce qui vous rend triste? When are you unhappy? Quand est-ce que vous êtes malheureux? I'm full of sorrow. Je suis plein de chagrin. I'm melancholic. Je suis mélancolique. It's not very cheerful. Ce n'est pas très drôle tout ça. It's not very cheerful. Donc apprêtez-vous à écouter le dialogue qui suit.
Battle has broken out in Basivia between government and rebel forces. The fighting is near Sananga, a rebel-held town on Basivia's northern border. Reports say both sides...
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello, Alan.
You're back.
What are you doing?
We're watching the news.
What were you doing?
We saw the saddest story. There was this girl, and she got lost from her parents.
Doesn't sound very cheerful.
It wasn't.
You know, it's time for you to go to bed, Sue. Tomorrow is a school day.
But I'm so unhappy.
Why are you unhappy? Because it's a school day?
Or because it's bedtime?
You men don't understand. Aren't you ever unhappy?
Don't you ever cry? I'm melancholy.
No, you're not. That's too much sadness. It was just a story. We had a good cry, and now we feel better, don't we?
I suppose. Can I watch some of the news?
That will make you sadder. There are always unhappy events on the news. They make me sad.
But I want to watch.
Come along now, Sue. You know it makes me unhappy when you don't go to bed. You have school tomorrow. I want you to do well in school.
But I need to know about the news for school.
I'm getting unhappy.
Sad or angry?
Angry. I want you to say goodnight and go to bed.
Okay. Good night, Daddy.
Good night, Sue. Sleep well.
Good night, Alan.
Night.
Good night. I'll come in later.
Why is everyone unhappy?
We're not unhappy.
Some of us are sad because we watched a sad story.
Oh, I see. What was it about?
It was about a little girl. Her mother died from a very bad disease.
You aren't going to tell the whole sad story, are you?
No, not all of it. The little girl lived in the country. One night, she thought she heard her mother calling. She went into the woods and got lost.
No wonder Sue was sad. She's afraid of the dark, and she doesn't like forests.
She's a city girl.
Why did you watch that story?
It was very good.
But it made you unhappy.
Yes, but we liked the story.
Why?
It's important to know other people's feelings. We need to feel unhappiness.
Why?
We want to know how our friends feel when they are unhappy. I need to understand unhappiness when you and Sue are unhappy.
Well, I'm not sad now. I'm just hungry.
Why are you angry?
Not angry, hungry.
Oh, hungry. You are always hungry. Let's go to the kitchen.
Écoutez ces phrases qui servent à exprimer les sentiments de la famille de Martin. Ils en ont plein.
Why are you unhappy?
I'm melancholy.
That's too much sadness.
That will make you sadder.
Sad or angry?
We need to feel unhappiness.
Pouvez-vous répondre aux questions de Martin en lui disant ce qui vous rend triste ou malheureux? Rappelez-vous, triste, c'est sad. Malheureux, c'est unhappy. Ou bien encore plus fort, sorrowful, chagriné. Allez-y.
What makes you feel sad? When are you unhappy? How do you get over your unhappiness? Does music make you feel sad?
Il se peut que vous rentriez chez vous un soir et que vous dites aux personnes qui s'y trouvent, Why is everyone unhappy? Pourquoi est-ce que tout le monde a l'air malheureux? Why is everyone unhappy? Il se peut que les personnes vous répondent, We got a letter. Nous avons reçu une lettre. We got a letter. It made us unhappy. Elle nous a rendu malheureuse, cette lettre. Et à ce moment-là, vous vous rendez compte que c'est une lettre avec de mauvaises nouvelles. How do you feel about events in real life? Comment vous sentez-vous à propos d'événements dans la vie courante? How do you feel about events in real life? Par exemple, à propos des nouvelles, about news. There are lots of unhappy events on the news. Il y a beaucoup d'événements malheureux dans les nouvelles. There are lots of unhappy events on the news. Vous pouvez dire aussi, I don't like to watch news because it makes me unhappy. It makes me angry. It makes me feel sad. There are lots of sad stories in the news. Il y a beaucoup d'histoires tristes dans les nouvelles. À propos de la lettre, donc, It was so sad. It made me feel unhappy. It made me feel angry. It made me cry. Why is everyone unhappy? Because we got some sad news. Parce qu'on a reçu une mauvaise nouvelle. It's important to know how other people feel. Il est important de connaître les sentiments des autres. It's important to know how other people feel. How do you feel about that book? Did it make you cry? Comment vous sentez-vous à propos de ce livre? Vous a-t-il fait pleurer? How do you feel about that book? Did it make you cry? It made me feel sad. That book was full of sorrow. C'était un livre plein de chagrin. And that's it for lesson number 74 of English USA. Et voilà pour cette leçon numéro 74 d'English USA. I hope you're not too sad or too unhappy. J'espère que vous ne vous sentez pas trop triste ou trop malheureux. News can be very depressing. Les nouvelles peuvent être assez déprimantes. Surtout aux États-Unis. Il y a trop de violence. There's too much violence. Watching TV can make you unhappy. Exercez-vous à exprimer vos sentiments tristes et à demander à quelqu'un ce qui les rend tristes ou malheureux. What makes you